Good morning. We're continuing Chai Adam, Klal Chav Dalet, Semen Yun Ches. Bracha Tezayin, the 16th bracha, is Nikres Shemaya Tefillah, is the bracha of Shemaya Tefillah. V'im Misana, Yermer Kana Neinu, so a Yachid who is fasting will insert a Neinu in the bracha of Shemaya Tefillah, as opposed to the Chazan. In the case of a Tana Seber, says it earlier on as a separate bracha, but a Yachid adds it in as an insertion into the bracha of Shemaya Tefillah. Umesayim Shemaya Tefillah, Tefillah B'Tana Seber, but we do not change the chasim of the bracha, different than the Chazan in Chazar Seshatz, but rather he leaves it with the regular chasim of Shemaya Tefillah. V'im Lo Omar, if a person forgot to say Aneinu, Kimon Shesayim HaBrocha, Eino Chozer Ba'emro. If a person forgot to say Aneinu, so he doesn't go back once he's finished the Brocha, or actually once he said Brocha to Hashem, he does not say Lamdeinu Chukecha to facilitate inserting Aneinu, but rather he finishes off Shemaya Tefillah, and he continues davening the rest of Shemon Esrei, and he does not go back. We mentioned this already in the previous year, that the same way you can add Nachem after Sim Shalom, you can add Aneinu after Sim Shalom. And this is true that you added B'li Chasima without a Chasima, which means even the Shatz who forgot Aneinu, which we mentioned in the last year, the halach is that the chazan would add it after hamavareches amoyus abashalom. So the chazan forgot aneinu to be said as a separate bracha between geula and refuah. If he did not say it there, he says it in shemayat tefillah without being a separate bracha. If he forgot it in shemayat tefillah as well, he would say it after hamavareches amoyus abashalom. Is he chosim? So there is actually one opinion that he is chosim, but we don't paskin like that, and therefore the Chayyarim points out, b'loi chasima. You added it in without any chasima. And the Chazan would say right there, as soon as he would finish Hamavarechas Amo Yisrael Bashalom, he would say out loud the paragraph of Aneinu without a chasima. Okay. Simon Yates. Brachas Zu Hi Kolelis. So we're talking about Shemaya Tefillah still, the 16th bracha. And this is a bracha which acts as a general bracha, a general place of bakashas for everything that we need, as opposed to each one of the brachas, which until now was discussing a specific need. And the bracha of Shemaya Tefillah is a general bracha. A person can therefore add in insertions for any needs that he has in the bracha of Shemaya Tefillah. Ach lo yisbatal al yedezeh milanus kedusha, but a person should not be adding these tefillahs in such a way that it's going to prevent him from answering kedusha. L'chein yosu toiv likvoya tefillahs hatzrichus loy karem yilu ratzon. Rather than saying them in Shemaya Tefillah, the Chayyarim suggests it's better to leave it till after Hamavareches Amo Yisrael Bashalom, in the paragraph of Elokai Netzor. So, before the paragraph of Elokai Netzor, you can add in your needs. If the Chazar Seshat starts and the Chazan gets to Kedusha, you can answer. So you're not losing the opportunity to say Kedusha by the fact that you are extending your tefillah and making other requests. So again, it's appropriate to add the bakasha that a person needs before he says yilratzon at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. If there's the need comes that he has to respond to Kedusha or to Baruch Hu, he'll be able to do so by saying the phrase of Yilu Rotzen. Now we're going to see later on
the difference between the first year of the Rotson, the second year of the Rotson. What about if you do not say year of the Rotson? The Chayadim will talk about all of that. So now he's just sort of saying that you definitely have the option of saying year of the Rotson, and that will allow you to answer these appropriate responses and not lose them because of the fact that you are being marach in your tefillah. We will continue this siman, Mes Hashem, in tomorrow's shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.